Welcome to Live, Love, Engage, the podcast where we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how you can live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. I am your host, Gloria Grace Rand. Now, let your light shine. Namaste and welcome to Live, Love, Engage. I am Gloria Grace Rand. And today is going to be a different type of episode, not one that I have done before, but in light of what's been going on in the United States right now, I felt it was important to lend my voice. And so I want to read a statement that some podcasters have been putting together, and I'm going to do that. And then I'm also going to share with you a beautiful, beautiful video that at least for those of you listening to this podcast, you'll be able to hear the voice, and I'll tell you about that in a minute, but you are not going to want to miss that. It's a really, really amazing video of a young Black man singing. So I'll tell you about that in a moment. But first, I do want to tell you this. This is why I'm doing this special episode today. So I want to read this statement. It says, "We are podcasters united to condemn the tragic murders of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and many, many others at the hands of police. This is a continuation of the systemic racism pervasive in our country since its inception. And we are committed to standing against racism in all its forms. We believe that to be silent is to be complicit. We believe that Black lives matter. We believe that Black lives are more important than property. We believe that we have a responsibility to use our platforms to speak out against this injustice whenever and wherever we are witness to it. In creating digital media, we have built audiences that return week after week to hear our voices, and we will use our voices to speak against anti-Blackness and police brutality. And we encourage our audiences to be educated, engaged, and to take action." So here are a couple things that you can do. You can donate to some of the following organizations. There is a, and I'll actually put some of these in the show notes as well. There's a George Floyd Memorial Fund, which is at gofundme.com/F/George Floyd. You can donate to the Minnesota Freedom Fund, which you can Google these, you know, to find them. The Black Visions Collective, Campaign Zero, Black Lives Matter, and the Minneapolis NAACP branch. And you can also sign a petition to demand justice for George Floyd. So the way to do that is to text the word Floyd, that's F-L-O-Y-D, to 55156. So I encourage you to think about this, especially if you are listening to my program. And no matter what color skin you have, we all need to remember that every human being is valuable. Every life matters. And so now what I'm going to do is see if I can share my screen, because I'm going to share this beautiful, beautiful, really powerful song that this young man sang. Let's see if this is, I believe we're sharing. Okay, yes. So I'm going to just get me out of the way here. And I'm going to let him, let's see if I can make this big, click enter full screen, and that's not quite working, so, oh, there we go, okay.
I'm a young Black man, doing all that I can to stay. When I look around and I see what's being done to my kind, every day I'm being hunted as prey. My people don't want no trouble, we got enough struggle. I just wanna live God protect me. I just wanna live. I just wanna live.
Makes me cry every time I hear that. Oops, sorry. Next. Close that out. Sorry. Well, that was a good way to break the mood. Sorry about that. But anyway, yeah, you know, I don't know what that young man goes through every day. I can't imagine that. I am, for those of you listening and not hearing and not watching me on YouTube, I am a middle-aged white woman. And, you know, women have had their own shares of things to deal with, but, you know, black women have almost like two strikes against them in particular because of things like this. But anyway, I digress. I just wanted to do something a little special today, just to bring your awareness to what is going on and to ask for those of you who are spiritual, religious, just, you know what, just living on this planet to say a prayer for peace, to send love, to listen to people who you don't necessarily know that much about or that you want to learn, who have different opinions. That's what I was trying to say, who have different opinions, just listen to them. And actually, I'm going to share one other thing with you on this podcast today too, because it's appropriate. Every morning, Monday through Friday, on my Facebook page, I actually share the daily word from Unity. And today's was good because the word was compassion. So I think I'm going to share that with you right now as well before I close out this episode. So the affirmation is, my compassion flows as I see myself in others. And it goes on to say, whether someone I know is in a state of celebration, tribulation, or somewhere in between, I try to understand what they're going through and love them unconditionally. How I react to the people in my life shows me a part of myself. Some of my best teachers are those with whom I have been at odds. I embrace every opportunity for personal growth and conflict, and I exercise patience as I communicate with others. I practice thinking, speaking, and acting from a consciousness of love. I feel my oneness with others. Looking into the eyes of another, I see myself, and my heart swells with compassion and empathy. With gratitude, I listen, love, and serve. And then they always close these daily words with a scripture reading, and this is from Colossians 3:12. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. So again, I ask you to search your hearts today and to show compassion for those who are different from you, no matter what color skin they have, no matter what race they are, no matter what religion they are, no matter what gender they are. And just remember that at the core, every person is still flesh and blood, a human being. We all look the same underneath this skin. We all have bones and blood and muscles and hearts and brains. And we need to think with our heart brain right now and to really be compassionate for those who are struggling and for those who don't understand, and to also offer a prayer up for them that they will find it in their heart to be more compassionate towards others. And just to show love, you know, it says in the Bible too that I think Jesus had said to love one another as I have loved you. And it also says, and I think this is part earlier, it says, you know, love your neighbor as yourself. You got to love your neighbor as yourself. So that means you've got to love yourself first in order to be able to love your neighbor. So show compassion towards yourself today as well, and show compassion to others. And with that, I'm going to leave you. And I, again, encourage you all, as usual, just to go out there and live fully, to love deeply, and engage authentically with everyone. One more thing before you go. As a valued listener of the Live, Love, Engage podcast, I want to help you shine your light in the world, not only while you're listening to the show, but all day, every day of the week. That's why I created the Live, Love, Engage Spiritual Awakening Community on Facebook. It's a place for you to gather with other business professionals and entrepreneurs who are committed to living the life of their dreams. If you want to be a part of this community and receive free trainings from me, go to liveloveengage.com and request to join. That's liveloveengage.com.
COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease may include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you are experiencing these symptoms and have come into contact or are in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult with a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.